From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Italian officials say Anis Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed by police at a train station in Milan. Amri was reportedly asked to show identification and shot a police officer. He was then shot and killed in an ensuing gun battle.
Dell'operazione ho informato stamattina la cancelliera Angela Merkel, riferendogli che nel corso dell'operazione era stato...
Paolo Gentiloni is the Italian prime minister. He said that he spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the incident and that this shows how important it was to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate between different security and armed forces, as well as the importance of collaborating at an international level. Peter Frank, Germany's chief federal prosecutor, said at a news conference in Berlin, "It's very important for us to find out how and whether there was a network of supporters and accomplices, whether there were confidants who helped to prepare and conduct the attack and to escape." The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A hijacked Libyan airplane has landed at the airport on the tiny Mediterranean island of Malta. The Associated Press reports there appear to be two hijackers who threatened to blow up the plane. Malta Prime Minister Joseph Muscat said on Twitter that 109 of the 118 people on board have been released shortly after the plane landed. Spokesman for the airway speaking at Tripoli's airport said the hijackers' demands are still unknown. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised Navarro's books, which say Chinese government economic policies harm the American middle class. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted Thursday that the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such a time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. His team has been trying to clarify what could be seen as an alarming statement from the president-elect on bolstering the country's nuclear capabilities. On Friday morning, MSNBC reported that Trump told the network, "Let it be an arms race. We will outmatch them at every pace and outlast them all." U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Thursday, "The Obama administration has been trying to get us on a path to a world without nuclear weapons, first by reducing our stockpile and launchers, number two, diminishing the role of nuclear weapons in our security strategy, and number three, securing the Iran deal."
What we've continued to try to do is work towards seeing a viable two-state solution realized. But it wasn't so... In that regard, I think we were interested to see how the debate and discussion would unfold, and I think I'd leave it at that.
Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller says Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. The Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters Friday in his annual year-ending conference that he sees nothing unusual in Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces. Egypt asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories after Egypt's president received a phone call from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. It is rare, if not unprecedented, for a U.S. president-elect to insert himself into a real-time diplomatic effort. The war-torn city of Aleppo has been recaptured. The Syrian army says marking its biggest victory in the nearly six-year civil war. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions to resolve the conflict in Syria. The peace talks are expected to be held sometime in January, and the U.S. State Department spokesman John Irby said that Bashar al-Assad's forces bear the responsibility. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.